Welcome to the White Paper. This isn't just another tech podcast. This is where we pull back the curtain on emerging technology and blockchain, where we don't just talk about the future, we break it down before it happens. I'm your host, Nicklin Decker, a venture capitalist out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. But before that, I was the guy in the shadows investigating corporate fraud, embezzlement, and intellectual property theft for Fortune 500 companies. For over 17 years, I tracked hidden assets, exposed fraud rings, and worked alongside federal agencies, district attorneys, vice units, and more, all in the pursuit of the truth. And that's what this podcast is about, truth. In the White Paper, we cut through all the noise, break down blockchain, and make sense of the tech that's changing our world. No jargon, no hype, just real conversations about how emerging technology is impacting business, finance, and everyday life. I'm here to bring clarity where there's confusion and to speak in plain truth, because in Oklahoma, we say what we mean and we mean what we say. So buckle up. The future's coming fast. Let's make sense of it together. Welcome back to the White Paper. I'm your host, Nicklin Decker. Today, we launch episode 11, and what I'm about to show you is going to restore the way every road, every lane, and every intersection in America is governed. Now, before I dive in, I want to correct something I said in an earlier episode. At one point, I used the word replace to describe what we do, but That wasn't accurate. In truth and in conviction, what we do isn't about replacement. It's about restoration. We don't discard broken systems just to build something new. We work to restore the architecture to bring it back into alignment with what it was designed to be. Because the world was created to function in truth. And when that truth is honored, systems heal, people flourish, and purpose is restored. Now, the truth for this podcast is this. Autonomous vehicles, they're moving faster than the infrastructure meant to support them. And if we don't act now, we risk handing over the future of American roads to centralized tech monopolies and foreign-controlled networks. But there's another path, a narrow path through, a path that's tested, a path that's modeled, a path legally deployable today. It's called Arx Navis, a blockchain-based satellite-governed national traffic infrastructure designed to protect local control, ensure equity, and fund itself. So in the next 20 minutes, you'll hear 6 original mobility protocols engineered for real-time routing, a live economic engine designed for sovereign fiscal recovery, the first ever SEC-compliant interchange fee built to fund infrastructure without raising taxes, a national deployment model forecast to generate over $5 billion in treasury growth and $2.4 billion in deployer-side revenue, all within a single decade. By the end of this episode, you'll understand how we can modernize transportation without breaking or violating privacy, without bankrupting budgets or sacrificing sovereignty. This isn't about driverless cars. It's about the roads your children take to school, the routes ambulances rely on in a crisis, and whether America leads or lags in the next era of infrastructure. This is not red or blue. This is foundational. So let's build something that lasts for our children. So let's start all of this by talking about what's hiding in plain sight. The traffic system you sit in every day, the red lights, the toll gates, the signals, and the sensors, it was built for a world that no longer exists. It's slow, it's reactive, and it's costing us more than just time. By conservative estimates, outdated traffic control systems are draining the U.S. economy by over $160 billion every year. This comes from lost fuel, wasted hours, congestion-related shipping delays, emergency reroute failures, and infrastructure wear that goes unpaid. It is the death by inefficiency. That's the definition being said here. And it's not just about gridlock. Behind every stalled vehicle is a stalled city budget. Because toll systems, they're not integrated. Data isn't shared. Funds don't flow back to the cities, counties, or states that manage the pavement. It's a closed loop, centralized, opaque, unaccountable. Now contrast that with Arx Navis. Under the Arx Navis model, that same traffic flow becomes a sovereign revenue stream. Corridors pay for themselves in under 30 operational days. Jurisdictions receive live disbursements per lane, per mile, per moment. And instead of draining $160 billion a year, we begin recovering billions for schools, roads, and emergency response in every state. So here's the truth. The truth that I'm pulling back the veil on today. We don't have a traffic problem. We have an architecture problem. And the system wasn't built to heal, but Arx Navis is. So, I hear you. You're asking me, so how do we fix this problem? The modern traffic system, the inefficiencies, because Nick, you don't present a problem without a solution. So how do we go from a fractured traffic systems and revenue blackouts to a future where infrastructure is sovereign, responsive, and economically self-healing? You already know the answer. And I'm going to walk you through it. Because that answer is Arx Navis, that it's a decentralized infrastructure system built not just to move cars, but to restore order where chaos has crept in. Now, Arx Navis fuses three core technologies: blockchain smart contracts, satellite ground communication networks, and jurisdiction-based equity-enforced economic logic. Now, here's how this works. Every vehicle is registered through a cryptographic identity, what we call DIDI. And every toll interaction is authorized by a smart contract. What that means is that every mile driven creates a verifiable, auditable, and immediate payment trail split in real time between city, county, and state wallets. There's no third-party toll processor, no delayed reconciliation, no revenue leakage. But here's where it gets powerful. If a 5G tower goes down, if a node is attacked, if a corridor is in emergency lockdown, Arx Navis doesn't stop. It fails over automatically to satellite-based routing using Starlink class latency logic. This is called the DLTE protocol, the Decker Latency Tolerance Equation. And it makes the entire system resilient by design. We don't just reroute traffic. We reroute trust back into the hands of the people who maintain the roads, back into the jurisdictions that need funding, and back into the architecture we were meant to steward. Because when the foundation is sovereign, everything above it can thrive. So, let me ask you something simple. What if you could choose right there in your car to skip a jammed lane, bypass a red light corridor, or fast track your route through a verified express path? Not because you're rich, not because you're special, but because the system was built to let you choose and built to keep it fair. That's the heart behind DPMX, the Decker Prioritized Mobility Exchange. It's not a toll booth. It's a trust gate, a smart contract that responds when you say, yes, I want priority just for this leg. It calculates your toll dynamically based on live congestion, your vehicle safety score, and the policies of the jurisdiction you're driving through. And then it splits that payment instantly to the city, the county, the state, plus a contribution to the National Infrastructure Treasury. But here's the difference. You see it all. The cost, the breakdown, the impact. You control the consent. No hidden fees, no automatic charges, no big tech algorithm deciding who moves and who waits. And if you're in a school bus, you're exempt. If you're a low-income driver with a verified DID token, you get equity pricing. If there's an emergency, the system defaults to safety, not profit. This isn't just innovation. It's ethics embedded in code. Because in Arx Navis, consent isn't assumed, it's requested. And that is how we restore trust. Not just in infrastructure, but in the principle that public systems should serve the people, not the other way around. So, now, let's talk about money. Because at the end of the day, if a system doesn't fund itself, it fails. And if there's one question I hear more than any other is, how do we pay for it? Here's the answer. We don't. The system pays for itself. That's the power of the Nexus token. It's the first ever SEC-compliant interchange fee designed to fund infrastructure through movement, not taxation. Here's how it works. Every time a smart contract executes a toll, whether through DPMX or base routing, the Nexus token automatically routes 1% of that transaction into a split fund. Half goes to the entity that deployed the corridor. That could be a state DOT, a city, or even a public infrastructure DAO. The other half goes to the National Infrastructure Treasury, powering, and you remember this from episode one, the ABDC, the asset-backed digital currency, that grows with every mile driven. And here, this is the best part. The user doesn't pay more. The price stays flat. The fee is carved from within the contract. No new taxes, no toll inflation. It's like compound interest for infrastructure. The more the system is used, the stronger the Treasury becomes. No federal bailouts, no bonds, just programmable public funding encoded with integrity. In fact, with just moderate adoption, the Nexus token is projected to generate over $2.4 billion per year in deployer-side revenue and more than $5 billion in national treasury growth over the first decade alone. Now, this isn't theory. This isn't science fiction. It's regulated, audited, and already built. Because here's the truth. Economic restoration doesn't just start with raising taxes. It begins with rethinking value. And for the first time, value can be created every time someone drives with transparency, fairness, and legal clarity baked in. That's not just a funding model. That's a covenant of stewardship. And the Nexus token is how we keep it. So let's talk about the part that matters most to Americans. Beyond money, beyond finances, it's privacy. Because for every breakthrough in smart infrastructure, there's a fear behind it. You see this every day in the news. Will I be tracked? Will the government know where I go? Is there another system of control? Will there be overreach? Those are all questions we see on the news on a daily basis. So let me be clear. Arts Navis wasn't built to control anyone. It was built to protect everyone. Every vehicle in the Arx Navis system is registered using a decentralized identifier, a cryptographic identity that proves who you are without revealing your name. Toll transactions, priority access, identity validation, all of it is done using zero knowledge proofs. That means The system can answer yes or no without ever exposing personal data. You want to know if a vehicle qualifies for emergency routing? The system answers yes or no. You want to check if a toll was paid? Yes or no. No names, no surveillance, no traceable breadcrumb, unless the Constitution says so. And when personal data does need to be accessed, it takes a 3 of 5 multi-signature quorum. A vote, meaning a judge, a law enforcement officer, a certified forensic node, and 2 independent infrastructure validators. Not one entity, not even the system creator, can act alone. That, everyone, is how we build civilian trust into digital infrastructure. Because this system is 100% aligned with Riley versus California, digital data that requires a warrant, CATS versus the United States, which is the expectation of privacy, and Daubert versus Merrill Dow, the scientific admissibility in federal court. And let me say this plainly. This is not a registry system of your car. It's not a social credit system. It's a forensic ledger that only speaks when the law requires it to. Because we don't trade privacy for progress. We anchor progress in the protection of what makes us free. That's the covenant between the public and who was meant to serve the public. And Arx Navis keeps it. So, let's talk about what happens when we scale this. When Arx Navis moves from model to mandate. Now, here are the results of our simulations. Based on live beta testing, is the corridor deployments pay for themselves in 24 to 30 operational days. States see over $1.6 billion in annual toll revenue. And that's even at moderate adoption. The national treasury grows by $5 billion in 10 years, powered by the ABDC accumulation. The system maintains full continuity under outage, cyber attack, or denial conditions. And every transaction, every single one, is publicly auditable, governed through a permissioned DAO or a voting framework. But the deeper impact, it's financial architecture. Arx Navis doesn't just save money, it restructures or restores how value is created, how trust is created, because every toll is encoded. Every lane is a ledger. Every mile driven generates real, debt-free economic activity. That means Arx Navis, it forms a deflationary monetary loop inside the U.S. infrastructure grid. No new taxes, no printed money, no inflationary pressure on the U.S. dollar. Instead, the value accrues through movement. Funds recycle through usage, and stability is restored, not by force, by design. This isn't speculative. We modeled it using Sumo for mobility, NS3 for network reliability, Monte Carlo for economic resilience, and Starlink class overlays for orbital failover. And you know what we found? The data speaks. A sovereign infrastructure system is not only possible, it's more profitable, more resilient, and more just than one we have now. Meaning, there's no central dependency, no debt, just movement. Movement encoded with truth, and a nation made stronger every mile it drives. America doesn't just need roads. It needs roads that fund themselves, that honor privacy, that work even when the grid goes down. Arx Navis delivers exactly that. A sovereign infrastructure grid for autonomous vehicles, for human drivers, and for public treasuries that seek independence from federal volatility. This is the first model of its kind. Constitutional, decentralized, economically inevitable. And the best part is that it's already built. The code, the contracts, the math. It's all in the paper. Because when stewardship is honored, blessing always follows. And when infrastructure is governed in truth, a nation, its people, can rise on top of it. So today we brought you 6 original protocols, 9 enforcement models, 8 production-ready code bases, and 1 unified infrastructure ready to transform how all of America moves, funds, and governs itself. And that's just the architecture. Here is the impact that we brought you today. Arx Navis, it's projected to save the U.S. infrastructure over $160 billion a year in congestion, coordination failures, and toll leakage. It reduces daily commute costs for American workers by up to $14 per driver per day, adding back real time, real fuel, and real focus. It boosts the national economic efficiency by $175 to $260 billion in GDP annually through reduced freight delays, lower fuel overhead, and optimized labor mobility. And for the average American, what does it do for you? It returns $3,500 to $5,200 in yearly value back into your wallet. Not through stimulus checks, but through earned efficiency and restored time. That means more time with your kids, more time with your family, more peace of mind. This is not a theory. It's a framework that rewards movement with margin, that honored stewardship with surplus, and that lets Americans live better, not because the government did more, but because the design got smarter. So when you hear the name Arx Navis, know this. It's not just about traffic. It's about freedom of movement, freedom from deficit thinking, and freedom to build again together. The full Arx Navis thesis and white paper, they're all linked in the episode description below. So it's all ready for DOT engineers, policy strategists, and DAO builders alike. So next Saturday, on May 17th, we continue with set two, which that episode is truly special. It's about the Nexus token, a deeper dive into the fully compliant programmable economics and how we can deflate public debt using intelligent monetary route. Now, if you have questions about blockchain, emerging tech, or how innovation can improve the world around you, email me at askme@thewhitepaper.io and let's find a solution together. And don't forget to subscribe, share, and stay informed. The world is changing fast. And here at the White Paper, we're ready for it. Thanks for listening. I'll see you on the 17th, right here on the White Paper.